So welcome, ladies, and I think there's a few gents on the line as well. Like I've said to you in the email, I am so, so excited to be sharing this play shop with you because self-love is at the core of everything I do and everything I offer. And I know that if you decide to make love your way of life, your life will become a playground of fun, happiness, optimum health, pleasure, ease, relaxation, a deep inner knowing that you are where you're meant to be. You will start living happily right now. Now, for those of you who don't know me, my name is Tamara Mersica. I'm a relationship and self-love therapist in that I help people develop relationship with self. I'm the author of two books, and I run a school called Getting Naked, where I teach people how to strip off the layers of conditioning, stopping them having more love, more happiness, and more pleasure in their life. And that will be the essence of today's play shop, The Art of Self-Love. So you know what to expect, I'll share what it really means to love oneself. We'll go through a few exercises to help you start shifting from a place of fear to a place of love. I'll share some ways you can continue your journey into self-love with some courses and resources I have available. I'll take some questions later on. That's your chance to connect with me one-on-one. And finally, I'll share a technique that gets rid of anxiety in 2 minutes flat. So please make sure you hang around for that. So to begin with, I simply invite you to close your eyes. Just allow yourself to get comfy wherever you are. Connect in with your breath. Perhaps deepen your breath. Really feel it filling your stomach. And I just want you to feel into why you are on this call tonight. What did you pick up the phone for? What did you come on this call to shift? What are you wanting to release? What do you want to expand and grow in your life? What insight do you feel you need to hear right now? What do you need to heal? What is that inner voice inside calling for right now? And most importantly, what are you ready to experience tonight? Simply take a moment to feel into why you are on this call tonight and what it is that you need right now. And I'm going to give you a full minute to simply give yourself permission to connect in with the answer. And for anyone that's just joined us, we're just taking a moment to feel into why you're on this call tonight. What is it that you feel that you need to heal, to hear? And as you open your eyes now, curious to know, were you surprised by what came up for you? Did you get a clear vision of why you're here tonight on this call and what you need from this call? Simply hold on to that, perhaps write it down, and then just let it go. For when we get clear about what it is that we want to shift, and we make the conscious decision that we are ready to heal our life, then the teacher will show up. The books that will give you the insights you need will come into your possession. The money and people and tools you require to get the results that you desire will become available to you. So with that in mind, let me ask you another question. Are you ready to heal your life? Are you ready to journey deep into self-love? Why do I question you so much? Because only you can heal your own life. And yes, I'm going to share with you some very powerful insights and wisdom tonight, but you need to act upon it. You need to apply it. You need to be ready to do whatever it takes to create the change that you're after, no matter how scary it may seem, no matter what obstacles bowl you over in the process. You need to be willing to love yourself regardless of how many times you trip up. And that is what tonight is about. Deepening your self-love. And why is self-love so important? Because when you love yourself, you are confident, you are clear, you treat yourself and others with respect. You attract what you desire into your life with ease. You enjoy the deliciousness of the present moment. You feel full, complete, happy. Your body is your temple and you treat it as such. And you begin starring in your very own love story. You start living happily right now. Yet why is this seemingly utopian state of being so elusive for most people? Because we've been taught from a very young age that the world is a scary and unsafe place, and this leads us to start living our life from a place of fear, as opposed to a place of love. Tonight is an invitation to switch that around, to start loving yourself unconditionally. For when you have complete self-love, you know yourself, really know yourself. You accept yourself completely, quirky attributes and all. You live authentically, expressing rather than repressing your true self, no matter what others may think or say. And you attract people and only allow those people into your life who support you in living your truth. Of course, this does mean letting go of the need to please others first. It means saying yes to you first and not feeling guilty if that means saying no to someone else. Loving yourself is not egotistical or selfish. It's what's needed if you're to live your life purpose. It's what's needed if you're to enjoy a happy and healthy life of ease and prosperity. At its core, self-love is to be love, to be what we are at our core, to be our true self. When you love yourself, you no longer give energy to any negative mind chatter that would have you comparing yourself to others or telling you you're anything less than phenomenally amazing. You never cheat on yourself by way of accepting someone else's opinion over your own inner voice. And you never act out of fear or a need to impress someone or prove yourself. You give up the need to judge others and yourself. The only reason we judge others is because we don't want to look at our own insecurities. Judgment creates separation. Let me ask you this. Could you go a whole day without any judgment of yourself or anyone else? Can you contemplate that? A full day without any judgment whatsoever. Imagine how differently you would feel if you no longer felt the need to judge, if you could look in the mirror each day and love what you see, no ifs, no buts, no maybes, just complete acceptance, complete gratitude for all that you are. That is what self-love looks like. And it may seem a little out of reach right now, but this is about falling more and more in love with yourself each and every day. Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither is self-love. Self-love is a lifelong journey. So this is definitely about being kind to yourself as you learn to love the most important person in your life, you. We will attract to us people and situations and circumstances to learn the lessons we need to let go of the stuff that is keeping us from loving ourselves. The places where you perceive yourself as a victim, they are the places where you can gain the most learnings. Look at it as Rumi does. The wound is the place where the light enters you. That wound may be in the form of a life-threatening illness, a bankruptcy or money strain. Perhaps it's an inability to find a partner to journey through life with. This wound comes about to get you to start listening to yourself, to get you to go deep into yourself, to get you to start loving yourself. When any form of pain, struggle, or fear shows up, it's because we've stopped loving ourselves. Yet when we can strip off all the blocks that we have against loving ourselves, then the illness dissolves, the money flows in, the relationships flourish. Are you open to that? Are you open to the idea that simply loving yourself is what will bring you the life you dream of? Because if you're willing to see the shitty circumstances, no matter how horrible and no matter how much fear they fill you with, if you're willing to see those circumstances as an opportunity to grow, an opportunity to heal your life and feel the love that is yours, then great. The healing has begun. I look back on my days where suicide attempts were part of my weekly regime, and I say thank you. Those times of deep pain and despair, they were a gift. Because if they never happened, I wouldn't be here sharing with you how you can create a happier, healthier, and more orgasmic life for yourself. That time of severe clinical depression woke me up to the magnitude of what we are here to experience. And not everyone experiences mental or physical pain like I did. Some people attend seminars like this and say, well, you know, my life's okay, but is this it? Surely there's more. The answer is yes, there is more. There is you. There is so much within you to explore, to experience, to love. But if you don't feel ecstatically alive every moment of every day, then yes, there is more. And to experience that more, you need to start to create the space to connect with yourself on a deeply intimate level. So let me ask you this. What area of your life feels shitty right now? What area of your life feels shitty? Where's the big pain point? That is the area where you need to start moving out of the fear. If it doesn't feel good, you need to make changes because what you're currently doing isn't working. And that's what I'm here to share with you tonight, the basic understanding you must have in order to make those changes actually happen. So you can create more love, more happiness, and much more pleasure in that area of your life that is currently causing you grief. And this all starts with going inside, looking at how you are contributing to the results that you're currently getting. For you are the center of your world, You are the common denominator in all of the things that happen to you. Our outer world is a mirror reflection of our inner world. So in order to create change, we need to go inside. Stop looking out there for what we want and come home to ourselves. For when we work on the inner, that is when we have the power to create everything we desire. And when I talk about the inner, I'm talking about learning how to tune into our heart or our true self and access our subconscious mind where all our limiting beliefs are stored. I'll explain. From the moment we are conceived up until age 7, we are programmed much like a computer on how to think, act, and behave. We take on beliefs about ourselves modeled on the big people around us, like our parents, our teachers, our carers. And it's this programming that forms the basis for how we see ourselves in the world, how we feel about ourselves. So each time we are humiliated, we are laughed at. We're told things that diminish who we think we are. We take them on. We absorb them like a sponge. It is these beliefs we form about ourselves that create the negative mind chatter that I'm sure you've experienced at some point in your life. Maybe that negative mind chatter plays in your head like a broken record. I'm not good enough. I'm not pretty enough. I'm not rich enough. This mental abuse, it pokes holes in our self-love tank, and as a result, our self-love starts to leak away. So if you were told as a child, you're a naughty little girl, and you don't deserve my attention, that is what becomes your truth. Now, if you start believing that you're not deserving, anything that comes into your life which seems like it would be suited to a deserving person, your subconscious mind concludes it can't possibly be for you, and so you sabotage it. Your dream guy, that job you've always wanted, financial security. If you don't believe you deserve those things, you can't accept them into your life. They don't match who you think you are. Now, you may be telling yourself, of course I deserve it. But if you have an unconscious belief that says otherwise, then no amount of wanting or striving will get you those things that you desire. Or if you do manage to finally get them, they'll be taken away from you again. You won't be able to hold on to them. You meet the guy, you date him for a month, then he leaves. You get your dream car, you drive it for a month, then someone crashes into you. This happens because there is a conflict between your conscious goal and what you're subconsciously programmed for. Our greatest processing powerhouse is our subconscious mind. Not only does it digest food, keep us breathing, our heart pumping, it's also what stores all of our memories, our skills, and those limiting beliefs such as I'm not deserving. It's the subconscious mind that guides our thoughts. In fact, the subconscious mind is responsible for 90% of our thoughts, actions, and behaviors. That's why you need to get your subconscious on board when it comes to creating the life that you want. Any addiction or unhealthy habit you have is being driven by the beliefs stored in your subconscious mind, your programming. One example of this was in my 20s, I had a huge binge eating problem. I would just keep eating and eating and eating well beyond being full. And then feeling guilty that I'd overindulged, I'd take those laxative detox teas to get rid of it all, to get the food out of my body. So essentially I was bulimic, it's just that I was getting rid of food the other way. Now, it didn't matter how many times I told myself, I'm full, or I'm going to stop after one more piece of chocolate. I would keep eating. I would hide my snack food like on the top shelf behind a pile of books, needing a chair to get to it. and I would still get up and get one more piece, then one more, then another one. It was like I was on autopilot, and while I consciously knew I didn't want to be eating, I didn't need to be eating, I couldn't stop. Why? Because my subconscious was in control. I had beliefs of not being lovable, not being pretty enough, not being skinny enough. And so here I was creating a body that would live up to these beliefs that I had about myself. I even took on the belief of, I'm not going to be one of those skinny girls who doesn't eat, which became my justification for eating more than I needed, especially when out in public. I was out to prove a point. Now, you might be saying, oh, but I've got willpower, and that's great. But as soon as you get distracted, maybe you sit down to watch television, or you enter a conversation with someone, or you get overwhelmed with something else you're focusing on, then bam, your subconscious kicks in. And before you know it, you're back at the snack machine, filling yourself with all the treats you know are not good for you. Snacks you know go against any goals you might have to be healthy or to lose weight. It's sort of like pushing a boulder up a hill. The moment you stop focusing on the boulder, the moment you get distracted and let go, it comes rolling all the way back down to the bottom of the hill. That's what it's like with limiting beliefs. The subconscious is going to take its programming and run with it. And no matter what you do consciously, you know, affirmations, having a detailed plan, only stocking the house with good food, the subconscious will always win out. Because remember, the subconscious is responsible for 90% of your thoughts, actions, and behaviors. Now, the great news is that beliefs are not fixed. You can change your programming. And this is the core of what I teach, how to debug your operating system of life-depleting, limiting beliefs and replace them with positive, life-affirming beliefs. And how do we know what our beliefs are? You look at your life and see what's not working for you. Perhaps you're always getting sick, or you don't have enough money, or men keep on leaving you. These are all symptoms of the beliefs you have. Limiting beliefs are the inner baggage we carry around with us wherever we go. And we can start to think that all men are assholes, or that I can't lose weight because I have bad genes, or I have no money because we're in a bad economy. And after a while, these reoccurring life problems begin to feel normal, like this is just the way life is. Life is how we choose it to be. We can choose love, or we can choose fear. We can continue running the negative tape recorder, or we can learn the tools to silence the inner saboteur so that we can start seeing the truth of who we are and the power we have to be able to change our circumstances, no matter what they are and how bad they seem right now. Rewind back to my early 20s. I was emotionally and spiritually bankrupt. I was looking for love in places that could never give me the love that I craved. I had was what at the time was my dream job. I was reading the news on the number one radio station in Melbourne. Yet when I left the office, I was trying to commit suicide. Everything I wanted, I had. A boyfriend, great friends, living in the Big Smoke, playing drums in this awesome band. Yet I was still unhappy. Why? Because things, people, and possessions, they don't make us happy. The only person who can make you happy is you. And creating the space for you to actually be with yourself, to connect with that loving space in your heart. To date yourself, as you may have heard me say before. And if you create that space, the inner voice, that wise mentor within, will speak to you. And the more you listen, the more easily you will hear those magical words that you need to live your purpose, to live a happy and fulfilling life, where life opens you up to great love in all that you do. After Dorothy had gone through her whole dramatic journey to Oz, the Good Witch told her that all she had to do was click her heels 3 times and say, "There's no place like home. There's no place like home. There's no place like home." As they say, home is where the heart is. And that saying couldn't be more true. In your own life, just like for Dorothy, there is no need for the long and arduous journey down the yellow brick road that is your life. Life doesn't need to be full of darkness and doom and gloom and terrifying characters. Yet until you start to remove those beliefs that create the pain and struggle, you will continue to endure a harder ride than necessary. You are not on this call by accident. There is a part of you that is saying, "Please show me the way home so I can stop rerunning the same horror movie and create the love story I've always wanted my life to be." Feel into that for a moment. Is your life story a love story or a horror story right now? As long as we have a limiting belief, we continue to run the same story. We attract guy after guy after guy. They look different, but they're all the same guy. And they keep leaving us or treating us horribly. We keep losing our money, and maybe for all sorts of different reasons, but the fact of the matter remains, we stay broke, living week to week, life being a struggle. Imagine living your life with a belief system that there is a way through every challenge, every block, every hurdle. Imagine what it would be like when shit hits the fan, instead of going into stressed out mode or relying on someone else for the answers, you could instead look inside and get the right answer for you in that moment. That is what is possible for all of us. So how do we go home? We learn to tune into our heart. Contrary to popular belief, the heart does more than pump blood around the body. The heart is the first organ that appears as we are manifesting into physical reality inside our mother's womb. What's really interesting is that the brain and the heart are both electromagnetic field generators. But the heart is 100 times electrically stronger than the brain and up to 5,000 times stronger magnetically. Why is this important? Because that energy is what has the power to create, to manifest, to materialize things into your life. I go into a lot more detail about how the heart is our powerhouse in my Remarkable Relationships course. But what you just need to know now is that when we stop listening to the thoughts of the mind and instead listen to the voice of the heart, we become more aligned with who we are at our core. When we listen to our heart and follow its guidance, we're able to tune into ourselves for all the answers we need to get through life in a loving and nurturing way. We're able to rise above our negative emotions and beliefs and hear the truth. Developing this connection to your heart is the key to attracting all we desire into our life. It is the key to eliminating the negative mind chatter so we can love ourselves. Many of us have negative thoughts that run on autopilot, telling us how insignificant we are, warning us that disaster may strike at any given moment, or convincing us how angry we should be about something that happened years ago. Yet when we tune into the heart, these false beliefs, they disappear, and we can see the truth and start to experience love. Poet Hermann Hesse, he says it perfectly. There is no reality except the one contained within us. That is why so many people live such an unreal life. They take the images outside them for reality and never allow the world within to assert itself. So simple. So powerful. Yet we humans have a habit of making things more difficult than they need to be. You are complete and perfect, and you have all you need right now. It is simply your beliefs keeping you from seeing it. Yet when you create the space to tune into your heart, to listen to your inner guide, to access and clear the beliefs holding you back, then life changes instantly. When you know you are complete, you start to act and behave in a very different way. You have more direction, divine health, inner confidence. You feel inspired. And when inspiration becomes your guide, you begin to live from your truth. The world we live in, it can be a harsh place, but only if you don't have the self-love to protect you from the onslaught of negativity. For when you have that deep inner connection to your core, to your inner voice, to your heart, to the love inside, then the world is a much nicer place to be. You start to attract beauty and abundance into your life easily and effortlessly. When miracles are not happening, when life is not full of miracles, then something is off. You've lost connection to your heart, to your true self. And I see this all the time. You know, people operating from their limiting beliefs. It's like they're a robot. They keep telling themselves the same stories, living in the drama of these stories, and this keeps them sick. When you are in the story of your fears, you don't see the truth. You don't see the guy walking under your nose every day because you're in fear of there not being any good guys out there. If you have a belief of not being good enough to have the job of your dreams, when the perfect position becomes available, you don't check the job ads that day. You don't see it in the paper that day. Why? Because you're allowing fear to guide your behavior away from the opportunities that surround you every moment of every day. You're letting your mind and the thoughts derived from your limiting beliefs guide you. Wherever you are blocked, you will feel the block. You will be shown the area that you need to clear. Just ask yourself now, what are the stories I'm telling myself about the area of my life that isn't working right now? Perhaps even write them down. So just write down the stories you are telling yourself about the area of your life that feels blocked. And I'll give you a minute to do that now. It's these stories that you believe as truth that are keeping you stuck. once you clear these stories, these beliefs, these things will start to shift really quickly. Do the inner work, get the outer results. Life really is an inner game. The only reason we get off kilter is because we've lost touch with our inner guide, the voice of our heart. One way to discover how healthy your relationship with you is to look at the quality of the interactions you have with your lover, your friends, your family, your in-laws, even strangers. Regardless of how someone is interacting with you, you can only give away what you have inside. It's like an orange. When you squeeze it, you get what's inside, orange juice. It has nothing to do with who does the squeezing or the circumstances surrounding that squeeze. What comes out is what's inside. If you respond to hate from another person with hate, or if you get angry because someone got angry at you, it's not because of what was directed your way. It's because that's what's inside of you. You can't get celery juice from an orange, no matter how hard you squeeze it. You can't give hate or judgment if you only have love inside, no matter how much squeezing comes your way. So what do you have inside? And more importantly, what are you ready to let go of? What negativity do you have inside that you are ready to say goodbye to? Are you ready to heal the unprocessed emotion that is causing chaos in your life? The unprocessed emotion and limiting beliefs that are keeping you in the more cycle. You'll know if you're in the more cycle. You'll always be striving, but never arriving. If I have more money, more possessions, or more Facebook likes, a better relationship. There is a common theme in our culture with thoughts like, I don't have enough, or there's something missing in my life. When I get that promotion, or when I get in that relationship, life will be bliss. It won't be. Because you are the central character in any of those themes. And until you get happy with you, then nothing you attract into your life will bring you happiness. Because like I've said, happiness really is an inside job. We are always manifesting. Whether we mean to or not, our thoughts create our reality. So it makes sense that you want to start having more loving thoughts if you want to create a more loving life, free of mental and physical sickness, free of financial sickness, free of relationship sickness. Because all of these things that we experience in life that we don't like, that cause us pain, they are sicknesses of the mind. And when we learn how to clear the mind of all the limiting beliefs we've taken on, only then can we experience a healthy life, healthy relationships, a healthy body, healthy finances, healthy emotions, a career that supports us in doing the work we are here to do. It doesn't matter who you are, where you came from, what mummy said, what daddy did, what so-called mistakes you made, what diseases you have, or how depressed you feel. The future can be reprogrammed in this very moment. You don't need another year, another degree, or anyone else's approval to do this. All you need to do is find the teacher who will show you how, so you can become your own healer and let love in. You really can change your life around at any point. You just need to make self-love your priority. You need to give yourself permission to do that. You need to make the decision to change your life. And that decision, that commitment to self, can only come from you. Don't wait for someone else to give you an opportunity. Create that opportunity for yourself. Seek out the people, books, resources you need to learn the art of self-love so you can start living happily right now. Ask yourself now, am I ready to start living happily right now? Just feel into that for a moment. Just notice how your body responds to living happily right now. If you felt an inner yes, that you are ready to start living happily right now, then I would love to be your tour guide and help you reconnect with your true self, your inner voice, so you can be your own healer. Learning how to differentiate our true self's voice from our ego voice, it can be difficult to begin with. But there are particular tools and techniques I teach my clients to help them gain that connection, because once you get to know your true self, then life becomes so much easier and much, much, much more fun. So there are a couple of ways you can strip off the layers with me, emotionally, of course. For those who feel they need the one-on-one support and really want to go deep and have someone there to hold their hand every step of the way, then my one-on-one sessions are great for that. I have a 5-month program that consists of 10 phone sessions with me, energy healings, and unlimited email support, during which time we strip off the beliefs keeping you from the one thing that you desire. This is a program that has helped thousands of people become depression, anxiety, and pill-free. But given self-love heals all human ailments, this program can be used to overcome any physical illnesses, financial issues, relationship problems, both personal and professional. On top of what I've shared with you already tonight, I've used these techniques to overcome adult acne, heal myself of precancerous cells in my cervix, find my prince. Most of you know I'm getting married in September. My whole life is based on what I share in these sessions because it works. And you can read more about that on the website. Who this program is not for is anyone not willing to get emotionally naked. And same goes with my Remarkable Relationships 3-month course, which is the second way that you can learn with me. Now, what's different about the Remarkable Relationships course is that it's in a group and you still get the unlimited email support and energy healings throughout, but you need to hold yourself accountable. What I teach has the ability to completely transform your life if you apply all of what I share with you in the course and continue to apply it once the course finishes. Because ultimately what you get in the Remarkable Relationships group course is a spiritual practice of connecting with yourself and clearing your own limiting beliefs. You learn to become your own healer. It really is a required course for anyone serious about living from a deep and authentic place of self-love. Most people who do work one-on-one with me, they do go on to then complete the Remarkable Relationships course so that they can continue to deepen their self-love, so they have the skills to create more magic in their life. Because you might set one goal of wanting to overcome depression, for example, but once that's gone, then you might want to attract in a relationship like I did, or you might want to get your finances sorted. Once you have the skills to remove beliefs, then you have the ability to change any area of your life that isn't working, because everything is based on your beliefs. And like I said before, we can always deepen our love for ourselves. And as we do, life becomes better and better and better. And I still experience this on a daily basis. You know, as I continue to strip off another belief, life shifts again and becomes even happier, even easier. You know, contrary to popular belief, life is not meant to be hard. Life is not meant to be a challenge or a struggle. So they are my two main offerings. I do also run a sexual self course, which takes you deeper into energetically healing your body through sex and awakening your body to deep orgasmic pleasure, as well as my conscious couples course, which is a must for anyone who wishes to have a really nourishing and soulful union with their loved one. The Jade Egg Practice, it's also something that I teach to women to help deepen their connection to self, and I do believe it is one of the most beautiful practices to help a woman embody self-love. The Jade Eggs are available online, and of course there are my two books, The Upside of Down, it's a personal journey and toolkit for overcoming depression. It was endorsed by Lifeline as a powerful tool in helping those with a mental illness. And my second book, Getting Naked, The Dating Game, it's a fun and playful memoir I wrote while I was navigating the world of dating. There's lots of lessons about loving oneself in there. So, just take a deep breath in, all the way down to your stomach. And as you breathe out, simply ask yourself this. What would my life look and feel like if I loved myself unconditionally? How would I act? How would I dance through life? How would I be in my relationships with others? How would I feel about myself? What conversations would I be having with myself? What would be different in my life if I had complete and total self-love? Simply feel into that now. Feel nice. For some of you, that kind of life may have seemed incomprehensible. When we have a lot of limiting beliefs, anything more than what we have right now can seem impossible. Just know that is simply your beliefs that are keeping you thinking this, and once you start stripping them off, then you'll see the possibilities open up before you. You'll know if any of my offerings are for you because something deep inside of you will say, yes. You may not know why or how to make it happen, but that doesn't matter. If something inside says, yes, I need to do this course, then you know that there are huge learnings in it that will help you create the change that you're after. So, as I promised, for those of you who stayed on the line right till the end, I will share with you my 2-minute tool for getting rid of anxiety right after I take some questions. I have shared a lot with you tonight, so now it's your turn. If you have any questions about what I've shared or would like a personal insight into why you're stuck, please raise your hand by just pressing *2. The only bad questions are the questions not asked. So simply raise your hand by pressing *2 to ask a question. Also keep in mind as people ask questions is that we can all take something away from what others ask. So really allow yourself to receive the messages you need to hear tonight in whatever form they may come to you. So who do I have there?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Oh, my name's Candice.
Candice, how
yes.
are you?
I'm good. My question is about your statement about an onslaught of negativity. So in a lot of our lives, I think, we're sort of bombarded with negativity.
Yeah.
And I'm curious to know what your sort of approach is to dealing with others and encouraging others to look and talk and act positively rather than negatively. So instead of, you know, my thing is instead of saying, you know, I feel like you're behaving negatively, what can I do to encourage that positive language, positive talk, and positive action.
Yep. So are there specific people in your life that this is happening with?
Yes.
Okay. So are they family? Are they friends?
Family would probably be the best answer. Yep.
Okay. Family is always an interesting one because generally, you know, a lot of people have the, you know, the family thing that they don't want to just cut people off, and I'm not telling you to cut off a family member. But what's really great about family is that they're generally our greatest teachers because they're the people that, you know, they're going to be in your life for a pretty long time. And so what I always encourage people to do with family is to actually look at the reflection and see what they are bringing up in you. So if they are triggering an emotion in you or they are making you feel a certain way, to go inside and go, what have I got going on that is creating that feeling? How does that feel?
Yeah, I think that helps.
And the reason I say this is because it can be really easy to go, that person is being a PS whatever, okay? That person's being really negative. And you know what? That's probably the case. But if it's triggering you into emotion, then there's something going on within you that needs to be resolved. If you're simply noticing that behavior and it's not bothering you, then it's their issue completely. And if at that point, that's when you need to decide, well, you know what? I don't want to actually spend time with that person anymore. Or I'm going to let them know lovingly, you know what? You're really negative right now and I'm not really enjoying your company. So if you want help working through that, I'm here for you. But otherwise, I'm not going to be the person who's going to cop everything that you're throwing at me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yep. Yep. Yeah, I think that last comment probably, rang true to me.
You've got to set those boundaries. Because I've been the person who's been depressed. I've also been in a relationship with someone who's depressed when I'm not depressed. And it is really difficult because you want to support that person, but what you need to realize is that you can't rescue another person. And if you go into overdrive trying to help another person, trying to rescue them, that is generally a indication that there's something within you that you're not helping yourself with. Again, brings it back to the reflection.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where I bring it back to, you know what? Offer them support, offer them a helping hand, but let them know that you're not their punching bag.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you.
Pleasure. Really great question. Thank you so much, Candy.
Thank you.
Who do I have there?
Maxine,
question?
Yeah, it's about sabotage. I often find that when I want to be more organized or do specific things, I'm just coming up against sabotage all the time and doing the exact opposite to what I need to do to accomplish what it is that I want in my life.
Bit of procrastination going on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know what? Procrastination, it's such a big one. And I've personally never dealt with it because when I was brought up, I was sent to my room and I thought that was a bad thing. And so for me to not be able to do anything, that sort of like scared me away from procrastination, if that makes sense. However, most of the clients that I deal with, including my partner, they all have procrastination issues. It's rife in our society. So first of all, the first thing I want to say to you is that don't get down on yourself about it, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because the worst thing that you can do is beat yourself up about it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the big cause of procrastination, do you know what it is?
Not really, no.
It's your limiting beliefs.
Okay.
The beliefs that we take on about ourselves, that is what causes procrastination. So if there are beliefs of I'm not good enough or I'm not deserving or I'm not worthy, then what happens is as a physical manifestation of this, we actually sabotage ourselves by procrastinating, because there is an inner part of us that goes, I can't actually do this, or I'm not worthy of having that thing.
So we prove it to ourselves.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
But as soon as you start removing those beliefs, then all of a sudden there's no procrastination, because it's got nothing to feed off.
Okay, yep.
Does that make sense?
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah,
I don't know what those beliefs are, but yes, that makes sense.
And again, with beliefs, because they're stored in the subconscious mind, we're generally completely unconscious of them.
Mm.
But that's the operating system that we've all got. That's what's running our life.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that's where I teach people how to actually tune in and go, what are the beliefs that are running my life? Because you know what? I'm not interested in having you anymore. Go away.
Yep.
And what you'll start to notice is that if you experience negative mind chatter, which most people do, is that that will start to give you some clues as to what your limiting beliefs are. So if you go into procrastination mode and all of a sudden you catch yourself and you go, oh, why am I doing that again? I'm such an idiot. There's a belief, I'm an idiot.
Mm.
Yeah? And I'm not saying that's your belief, okay?
No, it's just an example, yeah.
Yeah. So they will start to show themselves a little bit. But generally, you do need to learn how to go into the subconscious mind and identify what they are. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, you know, it's something that I do teach in a 3-month program, so it's not something I can share in just an hour.
No, that's understandable. Exactly.
Yeah.
So that comes into more the remarkable relationships rather than the one-on-one?
Yeah. So with the one-on-ones, I will remove the beliefs for you, whereas with the remarkable relationships course, I teach you how to do it yourself. That's the main difference. Yeah. So, I mean, with the one-on-one, you know, I do have a lot of people that start with the one-on-ones because it's good to have someone holding your hand along the whole process, and then they'll go into the remarkable relationships course so then they can do it themselves.
Yeah.
Because once you know how to remove limiting beliefs, then you can change your whole life.
Yes.
The world is limitless. There are you know, there's no impossibilities.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. And, you know, I constantly test the boundaries with this now. And, you know, I've been, the last couple of years, I've been healing myself of life-threatening illnesses.
Mm-hmm.
The doctors actually thought I had MS when I was 26. And I used these techniques to make sure that that wasn't in my system. And then a few years later, my mum was diagnosed with MS.
Mm-hmm.
So clearly it did run in the family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Because, yeah, pleasure. And I'll just explain with the physical illness stuff, because when we have a thought, it actually triggers a chemical response in the body. Now, if that thought is positive, it guides the body to be healthy. If that thought is negative, it'll make the body sick. And we experience this with stress. You know, when we get really stressed out, our immune system is compromised and we're more prone to getting ill.
Yes.
Yeah. And so as soon as we go back and start clearing those limiting beliefs, those negative thinking patterns, then the body naturally returns to its healthy state.
Yes, we manifest that poor health otherwise.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Does all of that make sense?
Absolutely. Yep.
Beautiful. Great. Great question, Maxine. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay. Does anybody else want to ask a question? I'm happy to take a couple more. If you just want to press star 2, more than happy to answer a couple more questions. Who do I have there?
Hello, I'm Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. How are you? Oh, Michelle, sorry.
Okay. Nice to talk to you. My question, I don't quite know if it's a clear question, but I've been listening to this, and I think that my real thing that I'm working on at the moment is life purpose. And I think, and please help me here, I think it is wrapped up with self-love, but also with the limiting beliefs that I've had. And would you think that that's right?
Yeah. Whatever you feel, go with that.
Okay.
Because that's you trusting your inner guide.
Okay.
And my suggestion would be never ask someone else what your life purpose is.
Because
only you know what that is.
Yeah, I'm just struggling to find that one.
Yeah. what I have found in my experience is the biggest places that we have come undone in. They will help us. They will be sort of the compass that shows us what it is that we need to be doing with our life.
Okay.
Because often when a person has had a lot of struggle in their life in a particular area, that is the area that we are given the most lessons so then that we can grow into the person that we need to be to achieve our life purpose.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah, because if you look at me, there was the depression and yeah. I was trying to kill myself on a regular basis.
Yeah.
But you know what, if I hadn't have gone through that experience, I wouldn't be here chatting to you right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I'd still be a newsreader informing the world of negative life events.
Yeah.
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 And while I love that job, it didn't give me the nourishment that I get from what I do now. And you will know that it is your life purpose because no matter what hurdles and challenges come to you, you will continue on. Because me setting up this business and doing this work, it was hard to start off with because
yeah,
I had limiting beliefs. You know, there were things that I had to learn.
Yeah.
And, you know, there was one point where, you know, I almost lost all my money and I've had people, you know, try and rip stuff off and you go through all these different struggles, but not for one moment did I go, you know what, I give up.
Yeah.
Not once.
Yeah.
It was like, okay, it's really difficult right now, but that's okay. We keep going.
And so was it self-love or pleasure that kept you going through those moments of hardship?
I believe that self-love is what keeps everyone going for everything.
Yeah.
And knowing that in those big points of struggle and pain, that the kinder you are to yourself, the more quickly and more easily you will move through that hard time. Because often what happens is when we go through a really difficult, struggly time is, and I'm making up words, struggly, when we go through those times, they're the times that generally we beat ourselves up the most. The ego comes in and starts going, you're an idiot, why are you doing this? You know, you're not worthy of this, you're not deserving, you know, you're a waste of space, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And if we listen to that, then it can take us off track. And so it's in those times when that negative mind chatter is just like a broken record that won't shut up, that we need to go, I'm just going to breathe and I'm going to love myself because I deserve more than this.
Yeah.
How does that feel?
Yeah, that's really great. Thank you so much, Samra.
But the one thing I want to leave you with is this. Don't feel that you need to know your life purpose right this second.
Okay.
Allow it to evolve. Allow yourself to be taken on a journey to explore. Try on a few different hats. See which one fits best.
Because
putting pressure on yourself to know it right now, that's another ego tactic.
Okay.
Yes. It's not self-loving at all.
No. Thank you. That's wonderful. I appreciate
Pleasure.
It.
Great question. Thank you so much, Michelle. Does anyone else want to ask a question? Just press star two. You're getting some really great questions. I'm loving this. If there's anything that I love about these sorts of calls, it's actually interacting with you guys and answering questions. So if there's another question, I'm more than happy to answer it. Just press star two. One of the questions that I often get asked is, you know, I've been in therapy for years and I've tried all sorts of therapies. How is what I offer different? Therapists, counsellors, psychologists, they generally have really great intentions, but they often do more damage because you re-traumatise when you retell the story. You don't need to relive your trauma. There are other techniques that will help you clear the trauma without having to go through the emotion of it all over and over again. And this is what I teach in the Remarkable Relationships course, how to go back to the root cause of the trauma, which actually often comes years before the actual trauma that you remember causing the pain. And from there, you can clear it without feeling the trauma itself. And because you're dealing directly with the subconscious mind in the processes I teach, you're clearing the issue at the root cause. Most therapists only deal with the conscious mind, hence why the results are limited, because permanent change happens at the subconscious level. And in most therapy sessions, you know, you're shuffling information about consciously, hence why you feel a bit okay, but it doesn't actually get rid of it. So any other questions? Please press star 2 if you have a question. This is your last chance. Star 2 if you have a question. No? Everyone's like, just tell me the anti-anxiety exercise. That's what I'm on for. Okay. So let me share this exercise with you. Now, something that I know, it really is an exercise I know you'll get lots of use out of. So firstly, it's important to understand that anxiety is simply a fear of what might happen in the future, just as depression is caused by the ghosts of the past. So in order to get rid of anxiety, all it takes is some creative visualization. And I'm actually going to talk you through that right now. So simply think of something that you feel anxious about. It can be anything at all. Not having enough money, losing your job, your partner, your health, whatever comes to you first is the best one to work with. So simply think of something that brings up a lot of worry for you that makes you feel anxious. And once you've got it, simply close your eyes. Take a slow, deep breath in, just allowing yourself to connect in with your body. And as you exhale, simply allow that anxiety to leave your body. Take another slow, deep breath in, simply allowing yourself to become present in your body. And as you exhale, let go of any tension or worry or fear you might be feeling. And now using your imagination, I simply invite you to float forward into the future to after the event or thing that you were anxious about. Perhaps it's 15 minutes in the future, maybe it's 1 month or 1 year in the future, perhaps further away. Just allow your inner voice to guide you there. Wherever you end up is perfect. So you want to travel out to after the thing that you are anxious about. And once you're there, simply recall that thing you are anxious about. And I want you to imagine the best possible outcome. So if you were worried about money, not being able to pay the bills, I want you to imagine being rich with money flowing in, an abundance of money. If you're worried about a business meeting, imagine the best possible result of that business meeting. Everything going extraordinarily well. If you are anxious about how to approach a touchy topic with your lover, imagine the best possible outcome for that. Whatever you do, imagine a result that fills you with joy, that leaves you feeling relief and happiness. So looking down on that event that you were originally anxious about and imagining the best possible outcome. That's what I want you to do right now. Really engage yourself in this. And make that picture really bright and colourful. Really get involved in this amazing outcome. Really engage with it, dance with it, really rejoice in it. Make it loud and big, exciting. And now take a moment just to check in with your body. Is the anxiety still there or has it gone? If you are imagining the best possible outcome, an outcome that you truly desire, then it is impossible to feel anxiety in the body because the body doesn't know the difference between what is real and what is imagined. So if you did still feel anxiety, once you get off the call tonight, do the exercise again and just make sure you imagine the most phenomenal outcome of the thing you were anxious about. What's really great about this exercise is that you can do it almost anywhere. It's quick and effective and helps you come home to yourself. It gets you reconnecting with your center of love. That said, this exercise does not get to the root cause of the anxiety. In order to do that, you need to remove limiting beliefs causing the anxiety. And unfortunately, 1 hour, like I said before, isn't enough to teach you how to remove beliefs. That's something I teach over a 3-month period. But doing the 2-minute exercise, it will bring you immediate relief. And it's great if you're about to go into an interview or you're paralyzed with anxiety or on the verge of a panic attack. This exercise will be enough to pull you out of it so you can start to gain some perspective. Because when negative emotion increases, intelligence decreases. What I mean by that is that when we are stuck in fear or anxiety or worry or anger, we don't think rationally, and it's really easy to lash out and act in pretty awful ways. That's why this exercise is just one you can pull out of your spiritual toolkit to help you come back to your center. So that does bring me to the end of tonight's play shop, The Art of Self-Love. Practicing self-love, it's a really groovy gig. Not only does it feel good, it opens you up to a whole new way of being that supports you creating a life you absolutely adore. So really open your mind, your body, and most importantly, your heart to seeing and experiencing a world richer and more delicious than the one you are currently living. True power lies in loving yourself. So commit to loving yourself no matter what. I always like to end on a quote, and this one is from Oscar Wilde. To love oneself is the beginning of a lifelong romance. So thank you so much, ladies and gents. Have an absolutely gorgeous evening. Don't forget to carve out some time to date yourself. And I look forward to continuing to inspire you into a deeper place of self-love in the future. So thank you, everyone, and good night.